Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. I've gone really low. I don't really know what I use this voice for. What can I use it for? Go and get your new shoes. No, that won't work. Anyway, go back up. There you go. We're back to normal. We kick things off today with England manager Gareth Southgate speaking to our very own Adrian Durham. You remember Adrian Durham. You should present Drive. Anyway, he was speaking ahead of the World Cup qualifier tonight against Hungary, live on TalkSport. Aid started by asking Gareth how many times he's watched the defeat against Italy in the Euro 2020 final. That's a fun way to start a conversation.
Saka against Donnarumma, left foot in! And it has been saved! It just isn't meant to be!
Yeah, I've watched it in its entirety and then into different phases of the game. Yeah, as we would with any game, really, you reflect back and refer back to it. But of course, the lessons from a specific game don't always carry into other matches. You know, the circumstances are different, the tactical setup of the opposition, the fact it's a final, the fact that you're ahead after 3 minutes.
1 minute, 55 seconds, and it's Luke Shaw!
There are so many circumstances that are unlikely to be repeated in a game that follows up. So what we're always looking at are more the trends of our performances over a series of games, things that are consistent that we need to improve upon. Of course, you always take what's happened in individual moments for reference another time. In terms of improving as a team, it's those areas where we know that we've been doing well over a consistent period and we have to keep doing them, and other areas where we, of course, can improve.
There is goal number three, Harry Kane again!
Has Harry been unfairly treated, do you think, amidst all the noise this summer? And how confident are you that you can 100% rely on your captain?
There was a moment where we weren't sure how much football he would play and would he be match sharp. But of course, he got the European game, got his two goals, and then the 90 minutes against Watford as well. So from a football and physical perspective, he's in very good place. And mentally, he's a resilient guy. And he's very much accepted the situation. You know, he's proud to be England captain. He's been a critical part of what we've done over the last 4 years. His goal scoring record with us is incredible. So he's looking forward now to leading this team forward again.
On to Danny Murphy now and the dynamics of Southgate and his assistant Stevie H. Holland and why they work so well together.
That's what I think you can always guarantee with Gareth and the England staff now. You can always feel that there's a plan and nothing's going to be left, no stone unturned. Even if they play a 3-5-2 or a 3-4-3 and it doesn't work, they'll have done it for a damn good reason. You know, I was gobsmacked when Trippier was picked at left back, and I think got Chilwell flying, Champions League winner. You got Shaw and you are playing Trippier. And when Gareth spoke after, even now I'd have still played a left back there, because if Mings is playing for England, he shouldn't need guiding through a game.
His experience and communication along that back line is very important. Tyrone is still early stages of his international career.
When he explained it and his thinking, I thought, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I see, at least he's thought it through and gone, that's why I've put him there.
Now, how about this for a statement? Cristiano Ronaldo signing for Manchester United could shape the destiny of the Premier League. I wonder who said that. Oh, it was Moni Simon Jordan. That's a surprise. We'll also hear from Ronnie's teammate, Harold Maguire, former City winger Trevor Sinclair. He's changed his tune, by the way. But first, this is Ronaldo himself, speaking on one of my favourite satellite channels of all time, MUTV. Yeah, OK, I work there as well. He was speaking about Sir Alex Ferguson and why he was the key for his move back to OT, Old Trafford.
Sir Alex Ferguson is like a father in football for me. He helped me a lot, teach me many things. In my opinion, of course, he had a big role because the relationship that we had, we keep in touch all the time. It's an unbelievable person, and I really like him a lot. And he was the main key for me to be in the position that I am, that I signed for Manchester United.
If the question is who won the battle of the Hollywood signings, then you're talking about the tinsel effect and you're talking about the showbiz effect, then it will ultimately be Manchester United. Ronaldo, it's undeniable, isn't the same force that he was 10 years ago. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes back into this Premier League. I don't doubt he'll have an impact. How big that impact will be, I think, and you'll say here you go backpedaling, but how big his impact will be, I think, will in part shape the destiny of the Premier League. I still don't think they win the league. I still think that Chelsea win the league.
Cristiano Ronaldo, with another magnificent header, has won this one to break Irish hearts. He is a history maker tonight. The plaudits go to Cristiano Ronaldo. No one has scored more goals in international football, and probably nobody ever will.
It's just phenomenal how many chapters in his book he keeps writing for himself, how many records he breaks. I mean, we've been blessed, really. I've been blessed to share the pitch with him. But for him to be 36 in the condition he's in and still doing the things he does, it's hard to find the words.
He is a joke. He defies belief. He is a freak of nature. I know now it's been confirmed, but he is the greatest goal-scoring number nine the world's ever seen. And I know that his international record would say that's the case, but he is the greatest goal-scorer. He is.
Edinson Cavani is not just going to lie down and say, oh, Ronaldo's coming here, I'll just wait for my opportunity. When he gets his opportunity and he starts knocking him in the back of the net, then Ollie's got a problem. Who am I going to play? And that's about man management. And that actually comes back to a fundamental where you say, whoever's doing the business has to play. It doesn't matter about your name. And that goes for Ronaldo as well.
Up steps Ronaldo. Right footed. In! He's done it! Ronaldo has done it!
Of course, he's coming in to improve the squad. He's coming in to improve us on and off the field, bring his leadership, his mentality and his goals. So, yeah, I think a lot of us will learn a lot. I speak highly enough of him and what he's done for the game. And I'm looking forward to playing with him and meeting him in a week or so time.
So on to Steve Clarke's Scotland, who, of course, lost their World Cup qualifier against Denmark. This was the reaction after the game.
Joachim Mahler pokes it into the bottom corner. They've scored twice in 2 minutes, Denmark. And what looked an uphill task before kickoff looks a mountain to climb now for Scotland. It is Denmark 2, Scotland 0.
We expected a high energy start. That's what we got. That's what we faced. But I think when you look at both goals that we've conceded, we could have done better on both. And that's probably the most disappointing part, because we didn't give ourselves a platform in the game, and it took us until 30 minutes into the game before we started getting a feel for it. And by that time, the game had gone beyond our reach.
Now, the fallout from deadline day continued as Premier League clubs spent £1.1 billion on transfers during the window. Trevor Sinclair gave his verdict on which side did the best business. He'll probably change his mind in 5 days.
For me, Chelsea. I think, especially with Saúl Ñíguez last night, I think that's a superb signing. I'm a big fan of him. I think he can bring something to Chelsea, something different with that link-up with Romelu Lukaku going forward. You've obviously got good midfielders at the football club, but he's got a whole heap of experience. And obviously with Lukaku, I just think that's exactly what they needed to try and get closer to winning the Premier League. Obviously Champions League final winners last season, and I think they're going to go for it. They've got a great manager, and I think they've got the players that they need to try and get to the next step.
On to Arsenal. This is Sol Campbell, a Gunners invincible, once again offering to help Mikel Arteta's men with their defensive issues.
It's a young team. There's a lot of excitement in there. There's great footballers, but I think they just need the kind of know-how you know, as I said, the tricks of the trade and just picking up little things, little nuggets of information that someone like me or someone else can just give over to them and say, hey, what about this situation?
High cross towards the far post, Gundogan with the header, and Manchester City take the lead.
Could you do it a little bit different? Those little kind of details, I think, will make the difference. And yes, a young team, but it has been a regular occurrence, and it doesn't matter who seems to be playing there.
On to myself and former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor discussing Liverpool's lack of business in the transfer window. I'd just like to point out we didn't work together yesterday. This is two separate clips. It doesn't matter, does it? It's just me and Gabby. Have a listen.
I've seen Klopp look at the bench. He's seen Chamberlain. He's seen Keita. He's seen Minamino. And he brings on Tomiskus for Robertson because he doesn't trust them.
Imagine what it's like seeing City spend 100 million, seeing United three top players coming in, Chelsea supposedly the missing piece, 100 million pound there or thereabouts for Lukaku. They've done nothing, Liverpool. But I just wonder from Liverpool fans, if they do have a problem with FSG, they haven't invested, because this Liverpool side could go on to bigger and better things without a shadow of a doubt, because their 1-11 is up there with the best in Europe.
You look at Salah and Mane, they're going to be going to the African Nations Cup in January till February. I just think Liverpool are going to be really light in that front line. Wijnaldum, they've not replaced. I think Liverpool will finish fourth and they've got no chance of winning the league for me.
Well, we heard there from a Villa legend, not me, Gabby Agbonlahor, but across the other side of the city, Birmingham have completed the signing of Watford's Troy Deeney, of course, named after the film. He joined Breakfast and spoke about joining the team he supported as a boy and where it would rank, easy for me to say, for him if he got Birmingham City promoted back to the Premier League. Yeah, that's rank. Nope, still doesn't sound right, does it?
Troy Deeney steps up, right-footed, and he smashes it right down the middle.
Honestly, it would be the biggest achievement, footballing-wise, because the amount of pressure I'm under already, and I love pressure, as you know, but I didn't realise the intensity of it until I actually signed. And then, like, my mum's phoning me going, what have you done? Because I didn't even tell my mum, because we tried to keep it under wraps. And as soon as my mum got it, I think she was getting like 15, 16 messages. Can I get shirts? Can we get tickets? Brilliant. Can we do this? And she's like, what's happened? So everyone in my family now is really chuffed. My uncle called Dave, I know he'll be listening. I went and saw him afterwards. He's been a Blues fan his whole life, like 60 odd years.
Magic.
He started crying the second he saw me.
Oh,
he
magic.
Was like, a Deeney's made it at Blues. Do you know what I mean? He was just like, that's how intense the pressure is going to be. So I'm enjoying it for the week before, because there's no game of international. But I can promise you, I'll be at home next Friday. If I don't score, everyone's going to hammer me.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it? Believe it. Yesterday, the 1st of September, marked 20 years since England beat the Germans 5-1 in Munich. It should have been 5-9, if you know what I mean. That's nil. But then they scored first. That joke doesn't work. On my show, a caller admitted that he'd left his own wedding to watch the famous win. Good work, young man. Good work.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're...
Emil Heskey, is this going to be another one? It is! Would you believe it? 5-1 to England.
When Janka, was it, who scored the Germans' first goal? 7 minutes or something in, yeah, one of my mates come in and told me it was 1-0 Germany, so I had to quickly rush with my speech so I could get out there and watch it with him.
How did your... Are you still with your wife now, Scott?
Yeah, I am still with my wife. Yeah, it was 20 years today, so our wedding anniversary.
When it was time for the speeches, they put up a big screen and all the lads went from that main room to watch the football. And then he started his speech in front of all the women that were left. Is that how you remember the night?
Exactly what happened. And then he just wandered off when people started hollering and shouting in the other room.
How do you feel about that, looking back? Did that bother you at the time? Does it bother you now?
No, it didn't bother me. It was a brilliant day. It added to it, actually, especially
that's
like
nice.
We won.
It's Emil Heskey!
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, don't forget to press that subscribe button. I'm back today on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, with my Thursday and Friday husband, Darren Emma Bent, from 4 p.m. Straight after us, of course, it's Hungary against England, a crucial World Cup qualifier. Not really, we're going to win it. presented by the one and only Adrian Durham. Commentary from Jim Proudfoot and Stuart Psycho Pierce. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Do anything. Well, not anything, just download the thing. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.